This is the perfect weather to take a nap.
It is, it really is.
Do you have like a specific movie you just watch when it's raining? Other than Harry Potter?
I know, I was gonna say Harry Potter.
I would say the same, but I can't find it on anything anymore. That thing's an elusive bitch. It's always moving. That collection.
Isn't it going to celebrate its 20th anniversary? So I feel like it went to hiding. Yeah, from the first one. The first one.
Ew. Oh, that makes sense. My sister's funny. Ew.
So I feel like they're going to probably release something. Just like Spice World 2. That's why you can't find Spice World anywhere, because...
Are they going
to
do something?
They were about to do a tour, because they did a tour in UK and it went over so well. They were going to do it over here, but then COVID happened.
Oh.
So.
But they better still do it.
Oh, I hope they will. I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll do it.
We have to go
down. Oh my god. I saw them once already. I'll see them again.
I never got
amazing.
To see them.
Amazing.
I never
they
got
were
to
amazing.
See them.
Heather Rotman is
I rarely went.
She's probably still paying them off.
To concerts for people I liked. I just somehow would end up at concerts with other people for bands they like.
I saw people I like, because I'll only go to a concert if I like the person, because I really hate concerts. Remember Green Day?
Oh my god, it was so...
No, I just remember that guy. I hate that we stood so far back the whole time, and then at the end we're like,
yeah.
Oh my god, why are
you
getting closer?
I hated it too, but you guys wouldn't move.
Exactly.
Remember
I
held the security guy's hand and he winked at me?
I do remember that.
I put my arm back on the bar and I was like thinking...
I
thought it was your hand, so I squeezed it a little.
I was just reliving that concert the other day because I pulled out that CD. And I remember when we were walking in the parking lot, I got the bootleg shirt and then I saw...
Who's that?
This girl that...
Is that a famous person?
No, I used to be friends with. Like high school. I'll never forget it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went to a concert the night before of school.
I'll never forget it.
My mother would never let me do that.
Look up Green Day Giant Stadium, because it was like one of the biggest things.
Well, which time? Because they came twice on the same tour.
Well, it'll say. It should say.
Wait, that was the biggest arena they ever played? 2005, this says. I could have sworn you were already in high school.
Or maybe it was 2005.
The Hella Mega Tour.
I know I still have the ticket somewhere.
I saw them on both times.
I thought it was
times.
2004. No, it had
this
to be
This says
05.
September 1st, 05. 05.
Yeah, because I graduated in 05.
Oh my god, that means I was a junior?
No, you were a senior.
No, I graduated 06.
Yeah, but because that was the fall,
September.
Ew.
And yep. I'm told to dance with a security guard.
Great. I'll never forget it. Good. And I remember wearing the
that
shirt.
That was a good show, though.
It was an amazing show. I remember wearing the shirt the next day for the first day of school. With my black skinny jeans and all my black rubber bands. I'll never forget
to
it.
Try.
I'll never forget it.
I think I went the first time with your sister. When it started, because they literally came twice on the same tour, I thought.
You did.
In New Jersey.
You did.
And I remember seeing them from far away, and then we finally had up-close tickets.
I got them for my birthday.
And these two wouldn't go farther than... There wasn't even a mosh... Like, the mosh pit was so far.
And I think
far.
The tickets were super cheap, if I remember. And we were,
because they
like,
were standing
the floor.
Room, yeah. Because they were standing.
That was an amazing concert.
Some other
that
people
really
that opened up I did like, I think, too. I can't remember
that. I think that was
oh,
one
let's
of their...
See, set
what
list.
Does it say? Isn't that like one of the... I don't know. It was something about them being a big concert that year. Or it being the biggest.
The last song they did was Time of Your Life.
I remember the confetti.
Here's the thing, the shitty thing about me. I barely remember the show. I remember, like, walking home after. Like, walking to find your dad after.
Really?
That's what
I
remember.
Well, I remember seeing... and I remember getting the shirt from the bootleg seller. That was a great concert. I loved it.
Jimmy Eat World opened up, too, and they were fucking great.
I was thinking, didn't you guys go see Gwen Stefani in the city? And if...
Yeah.
And did the bus... Did something happen with the bus, or no?
This is still something I wonder about. Because we literally got to the concert, watched Black Eyed Peas open up, Gwen Stefani came out for one song, and then we had to leave. Because I don't know how the bus schedule was running that night, but all I know is we had to be back on it as soon as the concert started. I knew
there was something with the bus.
And then I remember me and your sister waiting on Maywood Ave and Essex Street, sitting on the seat that used to be under the Maywood sign, Welcome to Maywood, and your dad picking us up.
Wow. That was Gwen
but
Stefani.
We saw Gwen Stefani, too, in PNC.
We did.
Oh, that was a good show. And it she went good. All the way back to the field.
I remember that stupid little black Harajuku windbreaker and I got.
I don't remember that, but I do remember that Akon opened up for her, and he was fucking phenomenal.
Who was the...
Akon and Young Jeezy.
Didn't we see...
Digging it easy.
But I didn't see Akon. We saw someone else.
No, Akon was there. Because he had that song with her.
There was another girl.
Oh, many people opened up for her, but I don't remember.
Okay. There was another girl
I liked. Oh, Lady something. She was a rapper.
Right, yeah.
That British girl. Uh-huh. What the fuck happened to her?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm pretty sure it was a rapper girl that we saw open up for
And I was obsessed with her. Now I can't even remember her name.
I think Gwen was in her 40s at that concert, which is crazy.
And she looked phenomenal.
Uh-huh. That was a really good concert.
Lady Sovereign.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what song?
What song did she sing?
Oh, Love Me or Hate Me, now I remember. Please don't play we'll just start a new one. I decided against playing the copyright music, everybody.
Well, I found for Gwen Stefani, too. There was one May 18, 2007.
That sounds right.
Okay, because then there was also something... Oh, that's 2016, so no, never mind. So that was definitely it.
But we were looking for who opened.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Chad keeps closing this.
It's the worst. I'll do one task, I'll be like, okay. Oh, okay, so... It was a Sweet Escape tour that we saw.
Oh, the sweet... You're right. So it wasn't Harajuku. Wait, so did I see her on...
I think you saw Harajuku tour.
Yeah, remember the stage had all those, like, candy things floating around? And there was, like, trampolines? Her stage was set really cool.
Opening. Let's see who opened. Akon. Lady Sovereign.
Uh-huh.
So, Gym Class Heroes. Brick and Lace. Wait. Oh, that was Camden. Okay, these are like the cities.
Oh, yeah, Gym Class Heroes was Camden because I remember which.
So, it was Akon was North America Select Dates and Lady Sovereign was North America Select Dates.
So, that's it.
Yeah, that's all she had for those. But let's see the Harajuku tour. Let's see if you saw this one. This was 2004, which definitely, I think... Oh, sorry, the tour began from October 2005. So you definitely saw this one, I feel like. Because that's when you guys first started going to the city. And I remember then I was a freshman. And then after that, Heather drove in that year when you guys were a freshman. Because she was like, we're not doing the bus anymore. I can't do it. We're going to drive in.
Thank God.
Let's see who opened up for this tour. Okay, so this one, depending on when you guys saw it, Black Eyed Peas opened up, MIA, Ciara, and Rihanna. But they were all different, like...
Rihanna?
Yeah, she did December 11th. She did one day.
It definitely wasn't Rihanna. MIA, I loved, though. Maybe it was her. But who was the first one?
Black Eyed Peas sounds kind of...
That's the one we went to in the city and we left. We didn't see that show.
Jeff said we saw Black Eyed Peas. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah. So, you saw two Gwen Stefani shows.
Well, I saw the Black Eyed Peas open.
Oh, true.
I love Gwen Stefani. I would love to see her again, but if she goes country, I don't know that I could do that.
No, it needs to be like this, Gwen. Like, we remember that, Gwen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Light it up!
Wind it up. What are some other concerts you've been to? Didn't you see, and I'm
Queen?
So mad, you saw them, Mumford & Son.
Didn't you see them? I did.
I would have
And
loved.
I went, fully went to that concert not knowing not one Mumford song. I didn't even know who they were, but I wanted to go to a concert.
Wasn't it in the rain, too?
It was pouring that whole morning, and when we got there, the ground was just pure mud. Keenan, of Keenan and Kel, was standing behind us, had what looked like a hooker with him. The girl was in stilettos, sinking in the mud, like looking at him like, why are we here? And I'm like, did she not know where the fuck she was going? It was on the pier in Hoboken, right by the water. I don't think they've ever done it since. It was so fucking cool. They put on a hell of a show. And I left
spiritual
knowing every one of those songs.
I love them. And to hear them live, oh my god, wow.
Oh, it was, really powerful. Yeah. It was very, it was really good. I saw Queen before they put Adam Lambert in the lineup. It was with this guy, Paul Rogers. And that shit was amazing. Brian May, obviously, the guitarist, was there. But for Bohemian Rhapsody, they did, like, a projection of Freddie Mercury performing live at other shows. And it, well, I mean, I could cry right now. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Goosebumps out the wazoo.
I'm sure they have it on YouTube. I'll have to look it up.
What were some of your best concerts?
I'll tell you my first concert.
Oh, I'll tell you mine, too.
You go first.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, old, my God, really?
An you old dirty bastard.
I don't... You know, I do met Mariah Carey. She's but this an awful was in, entertainer. She's like, come no, on, do
no,
your
this
job,
was in her prime. I was five. So, my mom voice. Wanted to go, and I and they took me. And she was in her prime. She was young. She was hitting all that. And then ODB came out. Rest in peace.
Oh, my God.
And
I
he
can't
did that whole
her.
Rap. Mariah, you go back like babies on pacifiers.
So how old good. Were you?
I was five, turning six, wow. I think. In Madison Square Garden, I think we were in. It was crazy. I remember, like, sitting in the seat and, like, the seat being so big. And, like, my legs were just, like, just my feet were hanging off.
That's amazing.
How I wish it still felt like that when I go see a concert. So, who was your first?
NSYNC.
I feel like that's a more common first.
Yeah, it was NSYNC. Pop Odyssey Tour. So, it was 2000. It was 2000.
Now, my next one after Mariah, there was a big break, and I didn't want to see anybody till 98 Degrees. When Jessica Simpson was still opening up for them, they weren't even dating yet. She was still wearing them overalls, them Christian God-fearing overalls. And my mom took me to Waterloo Village. Do you remember that place?
Oh, yeah. I do, yeah.
I love that place. I want to go there
candles,
this summer.
Right? That
yeah,
place?
It was like a colonial village. Yeah. You could walk there. You saw how, like, Native Americans used to steam their food and shit.
I think
it was
only, like, 40 minutes away.
Smoke, I mean.
It's not that far away.
It's not far away. I used to live right there. So when we lived, I lived in Hopatcon at this time. So Waterloo was a hop, skip, and a jump. And I remember, like, now looking at it, I'm like, this is so not my mom's scene. Like, she does not care about concerts like that. To make her go to this. So we get there and we realize that our tickets that we bought were for, like, the grass, but the grass is down a hill. So at the top of the hill, there's a fence, and then inside the tent is the show. So we're just standing in Waterloo Village. I couldn't see a god-licking thing. I was, like, trying to run up the hill so I could hold on to the fence to just... I glimpsed a peek of Jessica Simpson in those overalls with that fresh blowout. Never saw 98 Degrees once. I think we went walking around Waterloo Village and bought some candles.
Made a candle. Oh my God. My second one was Green Day. So that was quite a jump, fourth grade to eighth grade. Well, I was going to, it was eighth grade graduation gift. I remember going to freshman year. So.
Oh, that is a jump.
And then it was, sorry. What was
no,
was
go
that?
Ahead.
And then I saw Spice Girls junior year of high school.
See that,
and
I,
that was amazing. That was amazing.
That I wish, I wish.
I mean,
wish.
It really was like a dream come true. Like, ugh. I mean, you
where
always,
did they play?
At what's that one that used to be at in Newark? I don't know, the Izod Center.
Oh,
there. Yeah, I saw.
And then it
there.
Got torn down immediately after.
that was. A
then I got taken to NSYNC for what my cousin thought would be a treat, but I hated NSYNC.
Which one?
I don't know where we were, but I know.
In New Jersey?
I think so.
I saw them at Giant Stadium, 2001 Pop Odyssey Tour. I'll never forget, it was my first.
Maybe it was Giant Stadium. Do you know who opened up for them? Because that's who I wanted
me,
to
let
see.
Me, let
I
me
know.
See.
It was Dream, the girl group Dream.
Oh my God, I love Dream. Maybe it was them.
I wanted to go for Dream. I didn't want to see NSYNC at all.
He loves me. He loves me not no matter what.
He's
never gonna be with you.
I thought they were gonna be around forever.
I love them.
To this day, I do not have one memory of NSYNC being on that stage. All I remember
all
is Dream.
One thing I remember from that tour is and the light, the little...
They shot off?
Fireworks coming out of their fucking pyrotechnic hands. That's all I remember from
NSYNC. I mean, my favorite NSYNC character, group member, was Lance Bass. So let's be real.
Wait, and I was going to say, did I see 3LW? Oh, no, because I kind of remember them, too. Okay, hold on. One more thing about NSYNC is I remember I went Miss Camisa, and she bought a giant beach ball, a couple of them, and she I remember her, like, starting it and just going, like...
What an interesting fact about her. I would never think.
I remember going all... Oh my I knew God. She was a when single party animal. When I saw you wearing, like, the bandana, NSYNC, my mom writing, like, in all different colors on my cheek, I went out. And I'll never forget, I got the necklace, and I remember bringing it to school and being like, I saw NSYNC, and then I lost it at lunch.
Oh!
That was my life.
Well,
that,
fun that story about life. Losing something the day of the NSYNC concert. Me and Aaron were getting taken by our other cousin, Christina. Thank you, even though I didn't like NSYNC, but I really loved going. So we were feeling hot to trot. We were like, oh, we're so excited for this concert. What are we going to do all day? And we were like, let's go uptown and get lunch so that we'll kill a couple hours, right? Very that. Where do we go? Angelo's. I mean, it was the place to be, I guess. I remember I babysat, so I had a fresh $20 bill. We order ourselves a little feast. $20 bill is nowhere to be found when the bill comes.
Of course.
To this day. We just talked about it the other day. We did not ever find it. It never... I remember turning to the girl who I ended up knowing later and partying with later. When she came to get the bill, she was like, what's up, girls? I was like, we're gonna have to clean dishes. My $20 bill is gone. And we don't have any money. Like, we were kids. We didn't have, like, debit cards. We were, like, 13.
Oh, my God. That is too
funny. And I guess she just let us go. But hilarious. And then we went to NSYNC later. So I was mad pretty much all day about my $20. Because I was planning on buying a little poster of Dream or something.
I'm really trying to find who opened them up. And it said Dream. There was a lot. There was Eden's Crush. Like, all of these sound familiar to me. Like... But I'm trying to look
I
up, like,
I don't even know who Eden's Giants, Crush is.
The Giant Stadium. Oh, yeah, Eden's Crush. They're 90s.
So who was after that?
Oh, here we go. Scroll to bottom for opening acts. Jesus. These people really...
What was the craziest crowd you ever saw? Like, crazy fan behavior. Was it NSYNC? How was it at Spice Girls? Because everyone was older, right?
I wouldn't say it was Why? Probably Madonna, the gays. No.
Did you see Madonna?
Yeah, I saw Madonna.
You hate Madonna. Why did you see Madonna?
I went with Heather. We went down to Atlantic City.
Now, what year was... This is old Madonna.
High school.
When she was so trying she was, to be a rapper? What was she doing?
Yeah, the Sticky and Sweet tour.
What was a big song from that era?
4 minutes to save the world.
Oh my God. Chris just made us listen to that. He loves that song. Because that was her album with Timbaland.
Yes.
Oh.
It was a tour, let me tell you. That was, I'm really getting mad because I can't find who opened up for them.
I only remember Dream, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
3LW does sound familiar, but I don't think we would have been that lucky to have Dream and 3LW. But did we?
I'm confused, though, because, like, they have every place but New Jersey on here. And I'm like, I know we saw them at Giant Stadium. Because they wanted to forget
it. I don't think it was New Jersey. I think it was New York. If I'm being honest. I don't even know what year to look that up, though. 1999? That sounds familiar.
It's 2001.
Oh, maybe we're talking about different ones, then.
Yeah, I saw the Pop Odyssey tour. Now I need to know because, like... All right, here. It was June 4th. They did 1, 2, 3. They did 3 nights, June 3rd to the 5th in 2001 at Giant Stadium.
Oh, maybe that was it then.
But it doesn't fucking say who opened them. Oh wait, was it O-Town?
No fucking way. So I always love the openers and I don't love the main stage. That always happens to me.
Okay.
This is saying that it was BB Mac.
Who I also love. But that's all different nights, though.
Yeah, it's really hard to pinpoint.
Oh, who... here, I have it. June 3rd was BB Mac in sync. June 4th. Oh, no, it was always them. BB Mac had that one great song.
What was it? Let me look
it up. Baby, can't you see? I'm in misery. I can't take it no more. And then the chorus was, until you're back here, baby.
Oh, I don't think I have that on my...
Yes, it's on your 90s.
Oh, it is? Okay. You're like, I've listened. Set me free from this misery. No, yeah, that's a great one. That is a great one. So what were some of your... Okay, so after high school, what are some of your other concerts
I was going to say, you said the craziest fans were probably Madonna.
Well, I was going to say, I had some other ones, but you go, that I think were probably crazier. But
I went to a ton of metal shows with Jill. The fans at a metal show will literally, if you're a girl, they will take care of you the whole time. Old, creepy-looking men. Hanson? I went to see Hanson. I have never seen so many brawls. Bitches were cutting each other to get close to these men who have been married for years. Like, Chad, I'm not even kidding. I saw them twice. I saw them in Sayreville. It was in high school. I think it was 2006. Then I saw them in New York a couple years later, and it was even worse. Like, they are the rudest, most cutthroat, non-Christian, God-fearing motherfucker. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you a crazy thing that I saw. I can't really remember what the crazy... I probably said Green Day, because we were in the middle of all that. And at the time, for so me... But at the time, for me, I thought it was so crazy. So I'd probably have to say that one. But, okay, so anyway, in my 20s, I remember when I was doing whole makeup school, being in New York, I went to two concerts in New York. I saw Marina and the Diamonds, and I saw Semi Precious Weapons. But I remember at Semi Precious Weapons, they were they opened up for Lady Gaga. That's why I had seen them. Because when I graduated high school, I saw Lady Gaga in Boston. Amazing concert. She played for, like, really long. And then we saw her again in Atlantic City. Awful. It was awful.
Oh, really?
Awful, awful. I fell asleep. Literally, I fell asleep.
Oh, my God.
Ask Heather, I fell asleep. So, at a concert. I fell asleep at a concert. Like, who does that? And that it was that bad, I'm telling you.
So anyway,
Semi Precious, we went to go see them in Sydney, and I remember, like, that was a big awakening for me, that concert, because it was very, like, gay, and, like, I remember there were drag queens there, and just being, like, in that environment. So I always remember that concert, because it was down in, like, the Village. And,
are they, like, a gay band or something? Like, what?
The guy, the lead singer, is gay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they were very, glam rock. So, like, I distinctly remember those two concerts, because I remember being, like, very in the New York, you know, I'm going to makeup school, and it was just, you know, it really kind of shaped who I am a little bit.
Cool.
Not to get corny, but I just distinctly remember those two concerts.
I saw Black Label Society in Sayreville, the same place I saw Hanson, and they were literally so many less bloodbaths at the fucking heavy metal show where everybody's moshing compared to Hanson. I, like, couldn't believe, like, girls were really trying to fucking kill each other. Like, move, bitch, you're in my, like, pulling hair.
Bop. Boom.
Bop. I'm gonna bop you out the door.
You also have another good concert story. You saw Miguel, and you actually gave him...
Well, I was gonna say, then I saw Sia at Barclays.
Oh, and I would've liked to see
Miguel opened for Sia, and I met him downstairs. I had an interesting story, though. I don't think I had.
You gave him the painting.
Yeah, that's just embarrassing to me to remember.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm scarred. Because I had to carry the painting in, right? And I didn't wrap it like an idiot. So every security guard was like an old lady. And she was like, what's that supposed to be? What's that? What is that? And literally everybody was like, what is that? What's that for? And I'm like, okay. It's and I remember my boyfriend at the time was like, he was more defensive, and I was like, can you just carry that? I don't even want to be, like, associated with it. It's probably in a dumpster. It was probably in a dumpster.
He'll be carrying it, and then some art collector would be like, oh, sir, I'll pack it off of you. Like,
Miguel probably took that and threw it right in a dumpster, but he was really nice. I kind of hate meeting famous people, though, because it kind of makes, like, the magic go away. I was like, this guy's, like, shorter than me. He's, like, the same height as me. Metal teeth.
I remember NSYNC, they took away the posters. They were like, we're going to give them to them.
Yeah, right.
Dumpster.
Another crazy story. I went to go see...
Those fans were crazy, though. Sia fans. It was a bunch of gay guys in Sia wigs, like, bopping. I loved it. She fucking...
I would have loved to see her.
She doesn't stand on the stage. You have to look behind the stage. She stands off the stage.
I would have loved to see her live.
It's great.
I mean, the vocals.
Oh, bringing it.
It's like, bring down the house. But I remember we went to go see this guy, Stromae, some guy that Xavier...
Oh, I remember when you went
that
to...
That Xavier got tickets
to. He's like
to
a DJ?
Belgium. He's like a Belgium guy. So we met, and I remember we went into Madison Square Gardens. We had the tickets in our hand. The guy took them. We walked through the metal detector. And I remember we just turned around, and I was like, Xavier, where are the tickets? And he's like, I don't know. The guy has them. And they were, like, trying to shuffle people along. And I was like, Xavier, like, I don't have them. You have them. And I'm like, ask the guy. He took them. So he asked. He's like, we don't have them. And I'm like, Xavier, he took them. Like,
oh, my God. So what'd you do?
I remember we freaked out for a minute. And then we went to the box office and they printed them. But I swear that the guy threw them in the garbage. Because they would take whatever was in that you couldn't take in and just throw it in the garbage. And I was like, I know that. He had to have thrown them in that garbage. But that was a fun
So what
concert,
kind of music
though.
Is that?
It was very, like, techno music. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the girls behind us smoking a blunt. That's all I remember.
Well, that brings me to my next one, which was Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. I saw at PNC. Everyone was smoking weed except us because we were in the front row. So a security guard basically sat on my lap the whole night, this woman, and was like, you guys can't come out of your seat. There's no smoking over here. I was like, we paid to be in the front of a fucking Snoop Dogg show, and I'm sober as a judge. Everybody else, two rows behind us, billowing smoke. But because this bitch stood next to me the whole time, because of where our seats were. But I'll say this about Snoop Dogg. That man looks beautiful in person. His skin...
He was probably smoking on stage.
He was. He passed it to a girl in a row next to me. But because we had the fucking crotchety old bitchity, I still hate her.
I'll never forget Madonna. I was standing up. She was coming out of the thing, rising up. And I was like, oh my God, yeah! And the woman... I was with Heather, and Heather was standing up. The woman behind her literally pushed her and was like, sit down, I can't see.
Oh,
what
no.
do you think? Heather sat down. And I remember looking at her, I was like, are you gonna sit down?
That one never...
And she got up.
Who
she got up then.
Who sits down at a concert? Nobody, ever.
I was like, that's her problem. We did at Cher. That was my last concert I saw.
That's
but
different. You guys had a box.
I also saw Britney Spears in concert.
Jesus, you've seen all the bitches.
I've seen quite a few.
I saw The Weeknd at Barclays, too, and we were in a box at the back. When I tell you the back, but, like, we could see. This man had so much pyrotechnics in his show. It, first of all, made me stop listening to him, because after that show, I was like, I am done with him. My eyebrows were singed off, and I was in the back. The back, Chad. It was fucking fireworks inside. I don't know how they even did that. People were fainting in the front. They were taking them out on stretchers. I'm not even kidding. But Jesus Christ, just sing. I came here to hear you sing. Stop with the pyrotechnics.
I
saw Chris Brown, too. Saw him twice.
Was he good?
He was really good, yeah.
Heather saw Usher once. That's just a random fact. Usher. I just remember it was like, who was going to go to that concert? And Heather went, because my dad had tickets. But anyway.
Usher, baby.
I remember being in fourth grade and Heather wanting to go to, what's that, Ozfest?
Oh, really?
Yes, and...
That's out.
And my dad, and then, like, I remember Heather begging so much. And my dad, they said... And I'll never forget standing in the Knights of Columbus then and then talking to my dad about it. And he was like, it was fucking sick.
It's all old men.
It was weird. They were doing, like, just, like, talking about
like,
weird
things. I cannot picture Heather there.
I couldn't. She wanted to see Marilyn Manson. Who knows?
I mean, I'm sure. But from what I understand about Ozfest, because all of our friends used to go every year, there was always three different stages. And they would always put all the people you want to see at the same time. So, like, you'd have to pick where you're going to go. And it's just hours of standing in the sun, just hours, and waiting, and wait, like, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I don't know how people do it in the summer. Like, I think that those kind of concerts should be in the fall, because you're standing all together. I mean, now they don't exist at all, but right. Standing that close, it's, like, dangerous. That the heat. Like, the one at Governor's Island or whatever, Governor's Ball, always has a crazy set list. But there's no way. I'm not signing up for a day.
I don't. I don't know how people do
only
that.
Only on acid.
Just to do, like, the DJ ones. Just to, like, hear the DJ.
Oh,
I'm like,
fuck
oh,
out of here. Fuck out of here.
Out of here. Get out of here. But, yeah, it has to be someone I really love in order to see. I'd
have
still
you
love
seen
to see
anything
an
on PMC other than...
No,
I would love to see Adele, too.
Just
I would love to see Radiohead. I saw... what's it called?
The Used.
I was going to say, the best show of my life was The Used. They did two nights in a row, and we went to both nights back to back. That was for my birthday, like, a couple years ago. And it was just, like, reliving that high school angst. Like, you never got to see them when you were younger. Because, that reminds me, I did go to a Taste of Chaos and saw, like, Killswitch Engage and all these people. The Used was headlining, and my friends were, like, they're whack, so they wouldn't wait. That was when I was friends with a bunch of boys.
I'm not crazy about The Used.
But. Oh, I love them. But it was so good. I mean, first of all, the man was in and out of heroin for so long. I'm shocked he's still here. He looked great. I was just so happy. And Sayreville's a good venue because it's just so small. It's, like, so intimate.
Well, I was trying to think, did I see anyone at, like, the PAC Center or anything? Because I know Heather saw Alanis Morissette in Montclair. She did a small...
Oh,
small
I saw Pat Benatar. At the PAC, at the NJ PAC. Uh-huh. Or wait, I always get them confused. What's the one in Englewood? Bergen PAC. I think we went to Bergen PAC, which is even better.
I think my mom saw Cyndi Lauper there.
Oh, I would love to see that. Pat Benatar is pretty freaking dope. I feel like I'm forgetting so many concerts.
Me too. But I think that's all the ones I've seen.
Oh, I saw My Chemical Romance right before they broke up.
I'm really not a concert person. It has to be, like I said, someone I really love. I hate the crowd.
I say I'm not a concert person, but I am.
I
just hate the waiting.
I would love to see Destiny's Child so mad that I've never... So, what's
never
a band?
Never will.
I feel like they...
She would never step back into a fucking group.
I feel like she might.
Who's gonna be in it? Michelle ain't coming back. Kelly would, but that's just two people. Never.
Okay, so what's a band that you would wish... I would love to see Destiny's Child or love to
see...
That's,
like,
that
still...
They're
still alive, you mean?
Or just anyone that you could
see. I mean, I would have loved to see Queen in their prime. That would be great. I feel like everyone that I love is always, dead. Like, dead or they don't even make music anymore. Or they're retired. Adele definitely was always on my list. The Black Keys, I would love to see... Muse, I would like to see, and, like, the Foo Fighters, I really want to see.
I'd like to see Coldplay.
I'd also like to see Florence and the Machine.
Oh my god,
I think
yes.
They put on a dope
Hell
show.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'd love to see Sia.
And now, I would go back with you in a second. Now I want to see Billie Eilish, because I love
really
her.
I would go see Dua Lipa.
So would my mom. She'll go with me. I would see Dua Lipa.
I love Dua Lipa.
I love half of... I mean, I know all her songs without even following her. So.
I love her music. I don't know. It's just so much fun.
I want to see BTS. I'm so upset that they played a giant stadium a couple years ago. And then...
I remember watching a lot of concerts on, like, DVDs. Like, when you used to go rent stuff from Blockbuster. I remember renting, like, all... I'm not a Madonna fan, but I just remember renting them. I remember renting them with Heather, watching them with her, and then, like, some other ones, like, I'm trying to think. But I just remember renting,
I would
like,
have
the
loved
DVD concerts, Green Day.
Oh, see, I can't watch a concert on TV. That's just...
I remember watching all the Manson ones.
Mm. Salinas, I would have definitely seen in concert if she was still around. I'll tell you who I never want to see in concert, Jennifer Lopez. The fact that she...
Don't even...
Charges.
Don't even breathe it in. Don't even... say her name. She's not a singer, so
no.
Don't even.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but here she goes.
Gets me so angry.
Salinas would be awesome.
I'm not saying she's not
How
an
about
entertainer,
Celine?
But she's not a singer.
She's
Dion,
not.
I, when we went to see Cher, they were promoting Celine there, like, it was supposed to be for 2020, and I was like, I'd love to see her live, actually.
I wanted to see Elton John, now that's dead. It's over and done with. I would see Billy Joel just to say I saw him, because I like a lot
Doesn't
of his songs.
Doesn't he do, like, concerts in Madison Square Garden, like,
Well, he
month?
Did.
Well,
yeah.
Done.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't ya?
Well, now they're getting the big shot.
I would love to see RuPaul in concert.
Lip syncing.
I wish I could have attended the original Woodstock. That's what I really wish. Janis Joplin, Carlos Santana, before he was even, like, well known.
Would have loved to see...
Who?
Don't even say it. Because the greatest...
Oh, I was gonna say Whitney. I would have loved to see Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney.
Love for
her.
Sure.
Would have loved to see her.
R.I.P.
What did I do last night? I did like
Amy. I would have loved to see Amy.
All of a sudden, I can't think of an Amy song.
What? Back to Black?
I know. I was trying to think how it goes, though. But I was doing this.
You're doing Madonna stuff.
But, no, there's been some great concerts that I've seen, and I'm glad I've seen them.
Yeah. Music's great. I hope it comes back.
Music makes the people. Madonna.
Again. Come together.
Yeah.
Is she going to come back with something new, you think? She always does.
No, I was just watching something and I was like, Madonna, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Give it up. Give it up. You shouldn't have given it up when you were doing the 4 minutes. So you should have ended it with music.
Yeah.
That should have been it. The 90s should have been it. You should have went out with a bang. Instead, you then...
Kabbalah'd.
You went
Kabbalah
downhill.
Kabbalah rolled downhill.
Another one. She can't sing for shit. She cannot sing. But she's an entertainer. And I like some of the things she does. But I don't like Madonna as a person. I think she needs to give it up. She needs to stop getting Botox. She needs to stop lifting her Brazilian butt lift.
I've seen a lot of videos about people who dealt with her and said she's the biggest bitch in the world.
I believe it. I totally
believe
it.
Even before she was famous.
I totally believe it.
Oh, God. Well, we didn't even end up picking the topic. It picked us.
Look at that.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Please fucking, if you listen to us on iTunes, can you please just, like, leave a review or some shit?
Please. It's really... If you
even
got
if
this
it's
far...
Just, even if it's just like a, hey, you guys are annoying, just leave a comment.
And
rate us 5 stars, though. Okay, bye!
Bye!